مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. We welcome you to this program on the 2nd of Rajab 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 2nd of January 2025, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today our topic is on Christianity. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question we have here is, with the one world religion and the Abrahamic Accord attempting to place Islam, Christianity and Judaism in one platter, please define Christianity from the Quran Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are so many definitions and places. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala refers to Christianity and refers to Judaism and so forth. For example, if you just take chapter 5, verse 51, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. O you who believe, Ya ayyuhal amanu, this phrase is mentioned 89 different places in the Noble Quran. Do not make and take your the Jews and the Christians, Nasara, awliya, that is your friends, as your protectors. Why? Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the friends and protectors of one another. And today, if a person can't see it in Palestine, in Gaza, then that person must be blind. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them, whoever takes them as their bosom buddies and protectors and friends, then they become part and parcel of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So Allah Ta'ala says they are zalims, oppressors and tenpot dictators. So Allah will not guide them because of their kufr and pride and so forth. And speaking about Abrahamic Accord, obviously this was a political stunt by Trump and others, remember that, to fool the Arabs, and they fell in the trap. Therefore, our ruling is, whether it's Saudi Arabia, we're speaking of the rulers, or whether it's Emirates, or whether it's the kings of Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan, or the Pharaoh, Sisi, they in Egypt, they're all murtad khayinin, and they are people who are traitors to Islam. So remember, Quran Sharif in chapter 3, verse 67 made it very clear. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not an idol worshipper, polytheist. So what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif, one who turned away from the false ideology, إِلَى الدِّينِ الْحَقِّ, towards Islam. Here from the outset we must know, every Nabi, Prophet, Messenger was selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And every Nabi and Prophet, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam till the last Prophet and Messenger of the Israelites, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, was a Muslim. No Prophet Messenger came as a Jew or as a Christian or any other faith and so forth and so on. So these are basic things that every Muslim must believe in to be a Muslim. If a person rejects any one of those, then you cease being a Muslim, you know how Muslim, although وَإِنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمُ, as the hadith says. Although that he might think or she might think that they're Muslim, but they're not Muslim. The book I have, which I think when I showed you before, Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara, the Easy Encyclopedia fil Adyan wal Madhahib al Mu'asara. So it is printed by WAMI, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, 1972. You understand, they were established and so forth. This copy of this book here was printed, you understood, let me just go to the beginning here and see, in 1989 at Tabatu Thaniya. So anyway, so let's see what they define it. They say it is that the people who say they are following the teachings of Isa alayhi salatu salam, And he came to complete the mission of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was sent to the Bani Israel and he invited them towards oneness of Almighty Allah. But these people here, remember, they elevated him. And then they said that he is the son of God and so forth and so on and so on. So the people who started this faith, they say was Zakariya alayhi salatu salam. He was a Nabi of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And then in his old age, Allah blessed him with Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, as mentioned in the Quran, chapter 21. Verse 89 and 90 and so forth. And then is Yahya alayhi salatu salam. And then Maryam ibn Imran. So remember that Maryam, that is the daughter of Imran and so forth. So her Nami is mentioned, remember, 34 times in the Noble Quran. Then Isa alayhi salatu salam, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place there in Baytul Lahmin. And it was in the summer months, not in the winter months. We explain all that when discussing about Christmas and all these issues. In the light of Quran, chapter 19, verses 24, 25 and so forth. And if you look at Luke also, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, they speak about the shepherds and all that taking the flock out for grazing and so. Obviously, that will happen in summer and not in winter and so forth and so on. So anyway, so that he had great, great miracles, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. So he used to cure the babies and the children that were born blind. People who were born, you must remember, or were lepers and suffering from leprosy. Everything was a command of Allah. And is to give life to the dead, the people who are dead, and say, Qum bi iznillah, stand up for the command of Allah. And remember that he used to create, like, you know, that create here in the figurative meaning, that from the sand, like a bird and all that, it will fly around and so forth. So all this is mentioned in the Noble Quran, and we should know these things here. And then he had 12 disciples, whom we call Hawariyin. Hawariyin means they used to wear white clothes, or they were people belonging to the laundry, that they used to wash the clothes and so forth and so on. So like that, you must remember, it would carry on and so forth. So these are the introductions. So now we must remember that, what is their belief? That is the main thing that we should know. So they have the different, you understand, the book. Now these books, yeah, none of them met Jesus. That we can challenge any Christian in any part of the world. So the book of Matthew they have, the book of Mark they have, the book of Luke they have, the book of John they have, all that. But none of them met Jesus. So remember that. So therefore, you have what we call so much contradiction. So they are, therefore, I say it is but sarcastic, but the message goes home. I say they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused and they're blowing their fuses. And if you look at it today, the other day a great article came. London, UK, these places, the West, the churches are empty and the mosques are full. They say you won't even recognize London today because wherever the churches are for sale, most of the time, majority of the time, is the Muslims who are purchasing it and transforming it into a mosque and so forth and so on. So it shows whether the more they try. You see this one verse, every verse in the Quran is a symbol and sign of Allah and gives us greater hope and inspiration, motivation. But for different occasions, different verses will give you motivation, inspiration. The time you, me and you are living in, when you see every day they just murdering and, you know, the martyrdom of the Palestinians and 1 billion Muslim, 1 billion Muslims sitting there good for nothing. You must remember that they can't do anything. That not one country is picking up arms and so forth. It's a shame and disgrace, especially for the Sunni countries, you know. The Shias, at least they're doing something. The Houthis and the Hezbollah and Iran and all of them. But the fact remains, they are Shias, they're not Muslim. And they also got a hidden agenda. But still, in this world, what they are doing is better than the Sunni countries, whether we like it or not. You understand? And the hadith says in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that verily Allah Ta'ala will help this deen through non-Muslims also. But you see, from time immemorial, there was always a conflict between Noor and Batil. And in Zulumat, that you will have one Noor, one radiance, one effulgence, that is Islam. And Zulumat, you will get different types, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, democratic dispensation, socialism, communism. So all that will fall in the category of Zulumat. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Your mandate and your function, Ya Rasulullah, beginning of Surah 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim, you must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the Noor and radiance and effulgence of Islam, right? So now when you study this verse I'm speaking about now, Surah 61, Surah Saf, and verse number 8. So what Allah Ta'ala says, Yuriduna, they, the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the non-Muslims, and the Munafiqeen among the Muslims. So whether you take this Kuwait, or whether you take, you must remember, Emirates, or you take Saudi, or whoever, all these characters. Kuwait gives the greatest honor they could confer to a non-Muslim, a leader they gave to Modi. Can you believe that? The person who killed so many Muslims, and the people destroying our masjids, and so you go honor him. So they fall in this category. So you redo their intention now, currently, and in the future, لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ, is to extinguish the nur and the radiance, effulgence of Allah with their mouths and their media and so forth. So they will try. You see now New Orleans. So that brother this morning, I made a statement. His name Shamsuddin Jabbar. I said, personally, I'll never condemn him. He was born there in Texas and is 42 years old. He was an ex-Marine. He took part in Afghanistan and everything. And he's seeing what is unfolding now in Gaza. He say, let me go out, but I'll take out these shaitans and haramis with me. So he takes his truck New Year's Eve and he drives straight into them. So 100% correct. So when you want to murder mayhem, murder and martyr our people, so you don't expect us to just sit, you know. So that is why we're very proud of him, actually. And we will say that Shamsuddin, you must remember Jabbar must be his father's surname or grandfather or somebody. So there they say is Abdul Jabbar, but they make shortcut Jabbar. So we say Shaheed. So remember that he killed and say 15 people and dozens injured and so forth. Because what you are doing, you're supporting Israel to the hilt. Everything you're giving them, arms, ammunition, money and everything. And all the countries, 14 countries, they said ceasefire. You, America, 4 times you vetoed it and said no. So there must be repercussions then. So Wallahu mutimmu nurihi, Allah will let that nur of his, of Islam, spread throughout the whole world. Walau karihal kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they despise it, they detest it, they hate it. So that is what we should understand. So always this conflict will continue, and there will be sometime Islam Muslims on top, sometime the kuffar on top. So remember, that is what happens. But the problem today is so many Muslim Arab countries are joining the non-Muslims, and that is a cause for concern. And Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, said, وَيْلُلْ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرِّنْ قَدْ. You can see all the vices and evil getting nearer and nearer. So more and more people will join the aggressor, transgressor, the batil. And few people will stay on the haq and the truth. So all this we're seeing with our own eyes. So you must remember that. So therefore, we must understand all that now. So let us go, you must remember, to what Quran Kareem states. Quran states, وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى إِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, that they say that Isa ibn Maryam is what? Ibnullah, Allah forbid. He is the son of Almighty Allah. So Quran Kareem states in Surah 112, the third last Surah, that Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. Qul Wallahu Ahad. Allahu Samad, totally independent. The entire creation universe is dependent on Allah. He does not need anybody, anytime, any place, anything. You see. Lam Yalid Walam Yulad. He's not the father of anyone. He's not the child of anyone. To say Allah his son or sons or daughters is an insult to Almighty Allah. So therefore the mushrikeen, that the polytheist idol worshippers in those days, they should say Al-Malaikatu Banatullah, the angels are the daughters of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, remember, that cursed them and said that those are the people, they committing kufr and shirk. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ. Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every end, sin, defect and so forth. He's more perfect than the word perfect. So many places you will see that. Then they have the belief of Trinity. Trinity, the Holy Father, so that is Almighty Allah. The Holy Son, and that is, remember, Jesus. And then the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is the same thing. So Jibreel alayhi salam, you see. So that is how they say. They say, Christians, if you don't believe in this, then you won't be saved on the day of justice. So they will tell you always that Jesus, the Son of God, is the Savior. And they also believe that Jesus will come back and establish the kingdom of God. You got the words? So that is very similar to what we say. When Isa alayhi salam comes back, then there'll be immal Islam wa imma saif. But we don't say Christianity will be established, we say Islam will be established. And Quran speaks of that, wa im min ahli kitab illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawti. You see? So that the Jews and Christians and others, they must bring iman on Isa alayhi salam. If they bring iman, they become our brothers, sisters in faith. And they don't bring, then remember there's no other option but to kill them, liquidate them, get rid of them. So that is still going to happen. Ba'da nuzuli Isa. And we must remember that they say Jesus was crucified. Crucified mean he was killed and all that. So now they are sins. So Jesus already paid the price for that. So the Christians have see the beauty of Islam and the defectiveness of Christianity. They say every child, baby born is born with a sin. So they call it the original sin, Christianity. So remember, we say Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Every child that is born pure, and is born with the natural disposition of Islam. As he or she grows up, فَأَبَوَاهُ يَهُبِدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, then the parents, the society, community, they make him a Jew, a Christian, a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, and so forth and so on. So Islam got such a wonderful system. Every person has a fair chance that we born without sin. Our future also is pure and spotless. So when we get baligh and mature, that's the time that now we are mukallaf. Now we have to start worrying what will be more, our hasanat or sayyat, our good deeds or our vices. But iman, Islam, is the prerequisite. Then they believe, you must remember, that these Christians, Isa alayhi salam is Ibnullah, son of Allah. And the Jutlas, the Jews believe, Ibn Zaniya, the son of a harlot, a loose lady, a laughable. So Islam came and chose the middle path. That he is not Ibn Zaniya, Allah forbid, that is kufr, blasphemy. He is not Ibnullah, the son of Allah, that is also blasphemy. So he is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, and he is alive and will come down and so forth. And when he comes down, then remember that he will come down there in Syria, and there where as you see today things are going so rapidly and so fast, that Umawi Masjid, the Jamia Damishq, where we went thrice to Syria and Damascus, we read Salat there, Jumma Salat, that area he will come down and descend, and thereafter he will come towards Palestine. And lo and behold, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there the place called Lud, La, Lam Dal, and in English they say Lod, L-O-D. There he will kill Dajjal and dispatch him to Jahannam and the hellfire. Then the Islamic empire will flourish, remember. But then again another big challenge will come. Hatta idha futihat Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. Then the time of Ya'juj, Gog and Magog will come. So the chronological table is this. Understand, very important. And if you look at it, yesterday I was with Hazrat Mufti Sahib, you know, Wednesday. So I told Hazrat, ye bas mera andaza hai, mera ijtihad hai, ke mumkin hai ke hamare zamane mein Hazrat Mahdi nikal aaye aur hum jaakar unse mulaqat kare. You got what I said?
See.
The way things are happening nowadays, that you see in Palestine, you see in Syria, you see in the world and so forth and so on. So it seems that it, because if you look at that hadith, Mata Khalifa. Khalifa there is a common noun. But if you put it in a proper text context, it seems, Allah knows best, but with our naqis brains and understanding, puny little brain, it seems that this, that he will die, Salman. And once he dies, then he, Hazrat Mahdi, will be in Medina. He'll come to Makkah. There the Abdal, mostly of Syria, all that will recognize him. And then they will take the oath of allegiance right there by Baytullah, between Hajar Aswad Rukna Yamani. From there, then he will go to Syria. And while she's there, remember Dajjal will come out. So first Hazrat Mahdi, then Khuruj Dajjal, then Nuzul Isa. You see? Then Nabi Isa will come down. When he comes down, so the Salat time will be on. Iqamat will be given. So he, Hazrat Mahdi, will recognize him and he'll want to come back. He'll say, no. The Iqama was given for you, so you must read the Salat and lead the Salat. So after that, I will lead the Salat. So from there, we deduce a masla, you Mu'azahid, that you are on the Musalla. One of your teachers come, or some elderly come, person, Buzruk, whatever, and you say, hey, let him make the Imam with, now you want to come back. No, you must stand there and continue with it. Even though you are Mafdul and he's Afdal. Although that person behind you is superior, greater than you in knowledge, rank, status, whatever, according to what we know. So Allah knows the best, obviously. So from David, then Isa alayhi salam will take the mantle and the rulership, and then he, from there he will travel towards Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and in between Lod, there he will hit Dajjal. So you see how the sequence of events will pan out. Then there will be peace, tranquility, barakah, but it will be short-lived. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will come. And they will cause mayhem, chaos, murdering people. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his people will go to Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai, you see. Because they can't fight them, the Ya'juj, Ma'juj, they're too strong. And then there he will cry and beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, destroy these people, this Ya'juj, Ma'juj. Then here on their necks, they will get like a boil, like a sore. And then one by one, they will just die, like a pandemic, an epidemic and whatever. And then he'll come down, descend, he and his followers and so forth. When they come down, the stench will be too much. Ya Allah, dead. Remove these people from the face of this earth, meaning the land and the sand. So the rains will come, the storms will come, winds will come, they'll be flung into the ocean. And then they will love and love and everything, total peace. Isa alayhi salam will get married, he'll have two sons, he'll go to Medina Munawwara, right in the latter portion of his life, then he'll pass away there. He'll be buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam. All this in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. So we need to understand the sequence of events. Now when you read what they say, You must write those books, the names down. It's there on the internet. Maybe I showed it to you also. So just put there in your Google quickly. So forcing God's hand. Forcing God's hand. So it's a lady who wrote those books, you see. Prophecy and politics. So these two books I have, you understand? So you must remember that. You got it there?
Che.
What's the name? Grace.
Grace. I'm just...
Herself, yeah. How? Forcing God's hand. What's the name?
Grace Helsel.
Yeah. So Grace Helsel, so you must remember that. Now you must read these books here. So both of them, you will find she wrote many books. She was a white lady. In the time of President Johnson, she was working in his office like a secretary. But she was a lady, Allah used her to expose America's democracy and hypocrisy and everything else. She became black. She went for operation. So she got there. Just go read there another book of hers, The Dark Sister or something. So just put the books of Grace Helsel, you'll see. So something about Dark Sister or something like that. So what's that?
The Soul Sister.
Yeah, so whatever it is. So that is there, you must remember that she did all this. So what I want to say, what we call Malahim and the big wars and battles, what we call Kiyama, they, the Christians, all of them, they call it Armageddon. What they call? Armageddon. You must remember this word. So this is what they say. They say, no, that those who are following Jesus, Jesus is the sole Savior and so forth. So we ask them, how can Jesus be God or Son of God? That the Christians, they said, how come Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not help his grandson, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, in Maidan-e Karbala? So the Ali Muslim gave a very good answer. He said, you see, that is the grandson of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But you say Jesus is the Son of God. So why God didn't help him there when he was being crucified? We don't believe in it. But they believe in it. So now, that to shut their mouth, so you answer them like that. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي kafar. You objecting on us regarding Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So we answering us that how come God did not allow or help his only son, as they say, you see, while she was being crucified there and all these type of things there. And remember, the Bible is so concocted, fabricated nowadays. They say 3 days just like Jonah. You see, the January is for the calendar. And then Easter is for the crucifixion. These are the two main holidays, Christmas and all that, and one is Easter. So Easter time, they say he was crucified, Jesus, and so forth and so on. So now we ask them this, that you all say Jesus was crucified, and the Bible says 3 days, 3 nights, like Jonah. But when was he crucified? So he was crucified Friday afternoon. So let's say hypothetically, for argument's sake, it happened. So Friday night, so 1 night. Saturday, 1 day. Then Saturday night, 2. So it's 2 nights, 1 day. Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene went to Kanisatul Qiyamah, the holy sepulchre, where you'll say all this happened, and he's buried there in the tomb, in the grave, it was empty. So how many nights, how many days it works out to? Count again. So Friday night, 1 night. Saturday night, 2 nights. And how many days? 1 day, Saturday. So you got it?
Chief.
2 nights, 1 day. But the Bible said 3 days, 3 nights. So which one is right now? Not one Christian in the world can answer that. You see? So that's why you must read the books of Ahmad Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, and this kind of arguments he raises, and he puts them in a real mix-up. They don't know whether they're coming or they're going and so forth. So he told the one priest, he said, you mustn't have that Good Friday, you must have Good Wednesday. then it will come right. So that priest agreed with him. Then, so the F or something, his name, you know, these people's names are so difficult. So he said, yes, what you say is right. He must remember that. So it shows that they themselves. Then he told him, no, it's better you have Good Friday because more Muslims come to the mosque on Good Friday. You know, so you know, sarcastic. So like that, we must understand what they say and how we must counter argue and counter their arguments and so forth. That is how we can win it. Regarding the books that are written on this, Mufti Taqi Sahib wrote a nice book, Ma Hiya Nasraniya, What is Christianity? And it's in Urdu also, that Isaiyat Kya Hai, you see, what is Christianity? And the book is translated by Brother Shu'aib Umar of Durban, you know, the lawyer. So what is Christianity? So three languages you got it. So I got all three, I think, here in the library somewhere. So you must remember that is something very good to read. Like that, so many people wrote that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Kiranvi, that is Izharul Haqq. So that was the first book Sheikh Ahmad Didat got. And that is how he started taking on these Christians and that. The truth revealed is Harul Haqq by Maulana Rahmatullah Kiranvi. So this Kiranvi is next to Tanabhavan. You've been to India, Tanabhavan and that. Where Maulana is buried in that. Yeah, so there is Kiranvi. So this next to it and so forth. So anyway, so they say these four, you must remember, books, so and the scriptures, they constitute the Injil and so forth and so. But the best part, they don't even know the saint's surname. So therefore, each book they write according to Luke, according to Matthew, according to Mark, according to... So why you say according to? What's their surname? The surname also they don't know. And none of them even met Jesus. So therefore, it has very little, and not one of them is Hafiz. So they don't know about these type of things, you see that? So like that, you must remember, we have too many differences of opinion with them. So I give you a few. So they say, you must remember that the Zabihullah is not Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. They say it's Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, like that. And second one, you must remember, they say Isa alayhi salam was crucified, which we reject and so forth and so on. And they say that Isa alayhi salatu salam is Ibnullah, the Savior. So all that we discussed and we told you that there are a lot of things we can never ever agree, because these are fundamental differences and so forth and so on. And initially also, there was no belief that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah and so forth. Then slowly they start bringing about all these things here. So if you read, you must remember that how they did it. And then they said that the first, you understand, like a pope, you see, that's the word you can use, was Peter. You see that? And Peter became a person who is like Ma'asum. Ma'asum meaning he is like a person who is a legislator. He can make halal, he can make haram. Before this guy now who's the Pope? Pope Francis. Before him was who? Benedict. I got that clip somewhere, but I don't understand. You understand German language. When I went to Europe, that one person, he said, listen to this. I said, I can listen, but I don't know. So he said, this is the translation. I said, okay. In Switzerland, the first person. Then when I went to Germany, Munich, then I heard that. So I told that person, listen to this. He said, 100%. So there is mentioned, the Pope said, this Pope Benedict, that this Christianity we're following nowadays is batil, is falsehood. Now imagine if the Pope says that. So they made sure they get rid of him immediately. They made him resign. And they said there were too much, you understand, this pedophilia. And now he's gone like off his rocker and so forth. And now he's under house arrest. So if the Pope gave the whole game away, then finish, isn't it so? So you must remember. So now you take this character, Pope Francis. So if he says that abortion is legal, right? So then it becomes legal. So he is the muhallil and the muharrim. He can make things halal and haram. That Islam never allowed even for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says in chapter 66 verse 1, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. why you made that haram which Allah made halal for you? So it shows unilaterally, Nabi alayhi salam could not make things halal, haram, but they say the Pope can do that and so forth. Then you have so many different, you understand, groupings amongst them. You have the Catholics, the Pope is their head, you have the Protestants, then you have the Lutherans, then you have the Anglicans, and then you have this one and this one and so forth. So many things they have, you must remember that. So all this, in the end of the day, they all just want to make money. You must remember these type of things also. When we speak against them today, I want to raise this topic because it's not the time get finished. You see, when we speak against the Christians, you must tell them, this is the facts. Nobody can deny it. 16th year after the Hijrah, 1-6, is time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Here in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, remember that the Muslims are who? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and all of them. He was one of the great commanders and army generals, and from Ashra Mubashara, the greatest Sahaba, the Ashra Mubashara, and companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So now on the other side, the leader is who? Sufyanus. Okay. So now they lay siege. So Sufyanus knew we can never beat these Muslims, 4 months, said we surrender. But our books, because they have many books, tell us that we must hand over the keys to a person whose name is Umar. But none of you are Umar here, and a person who has leadership. So they said, no, it's right. Our leader is Umar. He's currently in Medina Munawwara. We will write a letter to him. He'll come individually. So this is now the year 636, 637, Gregorian calendar. Then when Sayyidina Umar came, they came on one means of conveyance, taking turns. Sometimes the Khadim was riding and Sayyidina Umar is walking. Sometimes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is riding and then the Khadim is walking. When they entered the Baytul Maqdis, the Khadim was riding and Sayyidina Umar was walking. And he had that 17, 18 patches and what have you. So said the Sahaba, Tabi'in shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is Majidul Aqsa. In front of it, remember, is Jabal Mukabbar till today. So how this name came about? When they shouted Allah's name, Allahu Akbar, the echo came back from that mountain. So hence the name Jabal Mukabbar. You got? Then they sat in the church. Which church? The same church, Kanisatul Qiyamah. And then the Mithaq-e Umar was drawn up. That this is the agreement Sayyidina Umar made with them. Now this is where we must hit the nail in the coffin of the Christians. Today you are the one, because you want to placate and appease the Jutlas, and the Jutlas and the Jews are using you to do their dirty work and so forth, like Biden, the fool, the moron, the murderer and guilty of genocide. He says, I'm a Zionist and so forth. But he's Christian. So now you must ask them, your churches, your monasteries, from that time, if Sayyidina Umar passed the verdict, demolish it, who could stop him? Who could stop him? Nobody will stop. But he said, no, we will allow, your churches will function, your monasteries will function. And from that time, 16th year of the Hijrah, today is 1446, 1430 years. 1446 and 16th year, so how many years? 1430 years, your churches and monasteries are there because of the Adalat-e Umar, the justice system of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So always remind them of that. Islamic calendar, 16th year of the Hijrah. Gregorian calendar, 636. Some ulama wrote 636, some wrote 637. So these things happen when you're writing history and all. Then fast forward, 1099, the Salbiyin, the Crusaders came and they murdered and martyred the Muslims. Some Jews also were killed, but the minute amount compared to the Muslims. And then for 88 years occupation, no Jummah Salat, nothing. 1187, after 88 years occupation, you find that now that Allah Ta'ala gave victory to Salahuddin Ayyubi, the man would not smile. He said, what is there for me to smile? Because our lands are al-ardul muhtalla, under occupation, referring to Palestine like today. But that the difference is he would not smile. The Ummah today, they smile, they have parties, they have a big jowl and what have you. Who's bothered really about Gaza and Palestine? Very few, 1%, 5% maximum. So he, Salahuddin Ayyubi, when he liberated Aqsa and Palestine, after 88 years, a Jummah Salah takes place. So, and Nuruddin Zanki made a special minbar and a pulpit for that occasion. And it was brought from Damascus. Not one nail was knocked in it. And it was placed there in Masjid al-Aqsa, made of wood but no nail. So a masterpiece, you know. So anyway, so now, then it is 27th Rajab, and now he, Salahuddin Ayyubi, is climbing the mimbar. Mimbar of who? Nuruddin Zanki. You see that? And thereafter, that is going to start the khutbah. First time after 88 years, a Jummah Salat is going to take place there in Masjid al-Aqsa after 88 years, 1099 to 1187. How do you start a khutbah after 88 years? Your masjid is closed. And it's not any masjid. It is the third greatest masjid in the world. First Makkah Mukarramah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Nabawi, then Masjid al-Aqsa. So he starts his khutbah, this is Salahuddin Ayyubi, فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. That the remnants and the relics of the non-Muslims, the zalims, are cut to pieces and shreds. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You see? And he prays Almighty Allah Jalla. You go to CNN, go look at their documentaries and their archives and so forth. They had a whole interview on this, that these people, yeah, they say they're Muslims, but how fair they are. They are inspired by their leader, Salahuddin. The West calls him Saladin the Just. Three incidents for you, yeah, now, Mawzahid. So when you speak to the Christians, the problem today, Muslims, we're just emotional. And that's why we lose the argument. When you speak to the Jews, you speak to the Hindus, you speak to the Christians, speak to anybody, you must know your facts. And always take their books, not our books. Take their books and take them on. And then you will win the argument sooner or later. You got it? So now, he, Saladin, that he liberated, 1187. Then what you going to do with the Jews, with the Christians, with the non-Muslims? He said, you got freedom, you want to go, take your stuff and go, and you want to stay, you can stay, but that's under Islamic law and so forth, so on. So what happens is this, that they were so impressed by his akhlaq, by his justice. This holy Safalka, Kanisatul Qiyamah, which is the holiest church in Christendom, they told and called Salahuddin. And they told Saladin, this is the key of the church, you be in charge. Now what that tells you? What that tells the Christian world? Your holiest place, you could not trust your own people. You gave it to the Catholics, the Protestant would fight. You gave it to the Protestant, the Anglican. You know, Tutu, he was Anglican. So the Anglican would fight. You give it to the Anglican, the Lutheran, the Biscops, Kit and Donner, among yourselves. So give it to a fair and neutral person. Not only they gave it to Salahuddin Ayyubi, 1187, now you are 2025. So let's just work till 2024 because it's just 1-2 days now. So remember that you can count it now. From 1187, so, or just say 1190 to make it, you know, understand, round figures. So 1190 to 2020, you understood. So how many years that will be? You must remember that. From 2020 to 1190. So how many years is that? More than?
830.
Yeah, but it was 850 years plus minus. So remember that. So imagine, you Christians, your holiest place, The keys till today are in the hands of the Muslims. Till today. And if you think we wrote about it, no. Your CNN made a thorough research and they carried the whole documentary on it. You just go to the archives, you will find it there. So understood? It's a fascinating history. Salahuddin Ayyubi, I told you about Syria, where the masjid is, the Umayyad Jamia, Jami Umawi and all that. So fascinating masjid also. Just outside there, he, this warrior of Islam, the son of Islam, this is Saladin the Just, remember that he is buried there. You see that? Just outside the masjid. Now when they buried him, Maulana, what? And you notice he's age 55 years old. But what things he did in his 55 years. So anyway, me and you in 500 years, we won't be able to do. Yeah. So we must remember that also. Next one, the Germany, the leader of Germany, he sent his people, his envoy and so forth, and told them that place this plaque, this board on the grave of Saladin. So what was written there? From the leader of Germany to Saladin the Just. Salahuddin al-Adil. You see. So today we are terrorists, but we are looking after your churches. We are looking after your monasteries. We never demolish them. But you want to come and demolish our mosque, our churches, our this, our that. So look at what a fairy tale story in New Orleans. So that brother there, Shamsuddin Jabbar, so he dispatched 15 people, some Jutlas also are injured. I say, Alhamdulillah, very good. So we got no sympathy, empathy for them. So in a case like that now you say that they found the ISIS flag and all that. So they cooked up one flag somewhere, this, that, and they put it there, and they say it was in the truck, in the lorry. But when they took the photo, they took it upside down. That's what I'm saying. So that is qarina, that is a sign that you cooked it up also. There's no flag, no nothing. That you took the snap photo of it and you put it upside down. You mean to say that man doesn't know what is right and what is wrong? But he's a Muslim for 40 years plus, and so forth and so on. So all this shows that they want to destroy Islam, but the more they want to do it, the more non-Muslims embrace Islam. You must remember that. And that is what Quran says. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. If I tell you today, and we can end off on this note, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, every ism, Buddhism are dead. You must remember that. People have tried it and they fed up with it because it can't give them real satisfaction and conviction. But when they come into Islam, notwithstanding all our weaknesses and all our fragmentation and all the scholars for dollars and what have you, but still they can see that there is some magnet in this religion. You see that? So therefore they embrace Islam and then they may serve Islam. How many of them? They became new Muslims, devoted, dedicated, and they wrote wonderful, wonderful books and all that. Now, if you look at Palestine, same thing. Inshallah, Palestine will rise. That is Allah's system. And they will become the richest place. And Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt will become the poorest, inshallah. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlak da'ada wa thamud. So these Christians, Jews, whatever, they will just use the Muslims and Arabs for their own agenda and sinister motives. But the Arabs are too big fools to understand that. You must remember this. So that is our lesson regarding Christianity, and we need to wake up. And as I ended this morning's program, we have the best we must share it with the rest without compromising and without being apologetic. That is our message for every Muslim throughout the world. Allah Jalala give us tawfiq to understand the truth and we practice on it and propagate it as well, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab, to all our listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.